Senator Lisa Murkowski said today she's troubled by the Trump administration's practice of removing children from their parents when a family is caught crossing the border without authorization.
If we're talking about young children here, young families, and a forced separation for an indefinite period of time, I have concerns about it.
She said the separations are especially worrisome when there isn't a clear process or a focus on the needs of small children. Attorney General Jeff Sessions last month announced a zero-tolerance policy for illegal crossings at the southern border. He warned that parents will be jailed and their children detained separately. Sessions defended the policy again today, saying consistent enforcement of the law is good and moral. He says the parents are to blame.
They are the ones who broke the law. They are the ones who endangered their own children with this trek.
Sessions also describes the separations as short.
Normally, the adults are only held in custody for a week or two or three before they would enter a plea of guilty for time served and allowed to go home and with their children.
A spokeswoman for Don Young said the congressman believes detaining people who cross illegally is important to border security, but he thinks there are solutions that can keep families together. Senator Dan Sullivan's office did not respond by our deadline.